Please welcome to the show, number 21, better known as Prime Time, government name Deion Sanders.
Prime.
How you doing? Don't forget, indeed, nephew Tommy in the 40.
I'm talking about, indeed, when you came out the blocks, you had took three steps, Tommy was raising up.
Hey, I took three steps and ain't smelled nothing but being gay. All that stuff behind me.
You hey, man, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. First and foremost, congratulations, man. I mean, the movie, everything you're doing is unbelievable. And I'm coming out with my paperback version, Think Like a Christian, while somebody acting ignorant. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, now.
See that, dog? See that?
That's all I'm saying, Steve. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
We ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
Oh. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Keep moving on. Keep moving.
I love ignorant people, though. I do. Yeah. Hey, man, first of all, I want to say congratulations on the Prime Prep Academy.
Oh, my God.
That's opening this fall in 2012.
Man, we broke the state record. We broke the state record with enrollment. We well over 1,000 kids already.
Wow. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, man, now, did I hear this right? Do you have more than one location?
Yeah, we have K through 5 in Fort Worth and 6 through 12 in Oak Cliff, South Dallas, some of the most desolate areas in the city. And we're going right in there. We're going to attack the enemy's camp right where they are. And we're going to do this thing, man. Every kid getting a free laptop computer. We bookless, man. 21st century technology. The tuition is free. Everything you think about in there is free. And we're going to educate these babies like no other. We're in the process right now. We're interviewing teachers every day. We're hiring 100 teachers and administrators for the school.
You know, I'm so excited, man.
I really, man,
I can hear. I'm really, really happy to hear you say those state-of-the-art electronics for each student, because that's so important in our community. We have got to get caught up with the tech age, not just a smartphone talking and texting and leading the world. Do you know that we actually lead in texting and phone bills? We actually lead in that category. Everyone knows how important the African-American community is when it comes to phone bills and stuff like that.
Right.
But to educate our children about technology,
right?
I really take my hat off to the Primetime Prep Academy, man, for really making that one of the main focal points.
But Deion, students.
Man, let me ask you this right here. You also got the a program called Truth Atlanta. It's a youth program. Tell us about it.
Truth Atlanta. Yeah, we have Truth Dallas as well as Truth Oklahoma. Truth Atlanta, football, baseball, basketball, soccer, cheerleading, softball. I mean, everything. And we're taking everything to Atlanta now. Arthur Blank, the owner of Atlanta Falcons, wanted me to bring all my initiatives to Atlanta. So we're coming to Atlanta May 19th and 20th for a trial. When I say trial, in Dallas, we have 1,000 kids trial. But the thing about the word trial is really, it's really strange because we don't cut anybody. We keep every kid that comes out there to try out. But that's just the entitlement that we place on it. So we're going to have Truth North and South May 19th and 20th. They could go for more information, ttasports.org, to find out when, where we going to be, what time are the trials. My whole staff in Dallas are coming down. I will be there personally. We're going to train these kids up. But we're really tricking these kids, Steve, using sports to trick them, to educate them. Because when you're in our programs in the summer months, you got to go to school an hour and a half a day.
Hey, bro, that's the smartest way to do it. I keep saying to people all the time, your dream is the most important thing. If you tap into a child's dream, it'll propel them to get an education. So you got a kid that's dreaming about playing ball. Okay, cool. Now, guess what? We're going to let you do that. Uh-oh. We got a gimmick, though. We need you to know something.
That's right.
Man, I love you, man.
That's what we do. I mean, girls and boys, it's unbelievable. And these kids must maintain their GPA or they don't play. They must maintain their disciplinary. They don't play. And we got a lot of single mothers in the program. So when you show out, you know one of us will be at that school that next day
to handle
our business. Old-fashioned way. We handle it the old-fashioned way.
Hey, you know something, man? Now, Deion, it's a lot of great teachers out there, man. It's a lot of great counselors out there. So I'm not taking anything away from the great ones that's out there. What's impressive about you is that you have been there and you have done that. You know the way from the back to the front, from the bottom to the top. And when your presence is there, when you come to these camps, when you put your imprint on a program, it carries special weight, man. And I got to commend you for that, man. And I want everybody to remember that it's ptasports.org. Is it .org?
Yeah, .org. Yeah, we need the kids to register so we'll know how many to expect. Because we have a tremendous staff.
So that's May 19th and 20th?
Yes, in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, if you want your kids to register, go to capital P, capital T, capital A, ptasports.org, ptasports.org. Hey, D.I., we're going to fill it up for you, man.
Prime time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man, and congratulations. And Tommy, you know, you come get a little something anytime, baby.
I'm not racing against nobody that used to run through the graveyard to get home from school.
I told you that. The man, a world-class sprinter and a professional athlete. Why did you challenge him in the first place?
I should have raised you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.